Time now for the Hardline.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Hardline features former St. Louis Blue Cam Jansen.
Now the right by Jansen. Another left by Jansen. Now he goes to the uppercut.
And former Missouri Tiger, T.J. Moe.
Underneath, T.J. Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45. Left sideline, he's got a seam. T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house. 68 yards.
Whoa, unbelievable.
The Hard Line starts now.
Hey, welcome into the Hard Line. 590 The Fan, KFNS. T.J. Moe, Cam Jansen here. Rocchio and Cam, we are at 909 Public House. That
yeah,
is where
we are
out here in Wentzville, Missouri. It really is. Look, I know you love Eureka and such, but
yeah,
Wentzville and Eureka actually have some similarities.
They do, absolutely. Both beautiful.
Yes, Wentzville is it's not crowded. There's not a million. In the middle
you
of
can
a
breathe.
Giant.
You can breathe.
Yes, there is a lot to like about Wentzville. This is not far from me. 13 minutes from my house. I'm a little bit more into I would say the east, closer to the city, but not by too much. Wentzville really is a beautiful place, and so is 909 Public House, Cam Jansen, where we are. What'd you order?
I got the tuna tacos. Oh my!
You got what I got
God,
last
am
time.
I hungry? Ooh, baby, those look good too. I had a hard workout this morning. Only scored about 5 goals, which is not that big of a deal, I guess. Although the competition wasn't great because a lot of guys weren't there, but whatever.
Yeah,
I got to take advantage of it. TJ?
I got the Buffalo Chicken Po' Boy.
Which somehow you didn't see last time.
I saw it, but I just went with the crawfish. How do you pass up crawfish?
Especially when you got a Mississippi chef. I mean, it's really hard to turn it down. But then we talked to the manager. She mentioned the Buffalo Chicken Po' Boy, and from that point, I knew that you were just about sealed.
Yep.
Yeah, I love this place, and it's a far drive for me coming out here, 909 Main Plaza Drive out in Wentzville, but it is worth it.
It is.
The food's amazing, and I'm really hoping that they might surprise us with a milkshake again.
Whew.
That was
a cheesecake milkshake.
But I do,
and it wasn't like it tastes like cheesecake. It was like there was cheesecake on top of the milkshake.
Yeah, that was insane. 909 Main Plaza Drive out here in Wentzville. They kill it out here.
It's right behind the rink, too.
Yeah,
right
the one in Lynnwood. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're soon to not be rink, but until now it's right behind it, man. It kind of tucked away.
So
cool
Lynnwood's moving, but the rink is not.
The rink will always be there, so look for the rink and then just walk 50 yards and you'll see the bad
there
boy.
There you go. 909 Public House. Come hang out with us out here in Wentzville, Missouri. 855-282-8255. Before we get into some sports, defining the country news happening right now, and I've been watching it all morning.
Tweeting about it.
Well, I have not been tweeting too much. I sent out an initial tweet, but since then I've mostly just been interacting with people, so I'm not like live tweeting the hearing. But it is the Brett Kavanaugh hearing as it relates to whether or not he would be confirmed after the sexual assault allegations. And sorry, I'm blanking on her first name, Ford.
Christine Blasey?
Petty?
Yes.
Oh.
Blasey Ford. She has been astounding. And the odds.
She has.
The odds, Vegas tends to know things. Now, keep in mind, Brett Kavanaugh has not testified yet. However, the odds this morning on Bovada were -170, compared to +150. So he was a heavy favorite that he would be confirmed as of this moment. And it's still going on that Blasey Ford would be testifying in this moment. But it has moved. She's done so well that it's now -150 that he does not get confirmed. That is a heavy,
isn't that crazy?
Heavy move. She has been outstanding, very genuine.
It's believable.
And very credible. Right,
yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that he necessarily did it, but she has been very credible. The thing working against her is there's just no outside evidence whatsoever outside of her word that this happened. So something to keep an eye on there for all you guys. That'll be going on all day long. Brett Kavanaugh has not even spoken yet. It has been going on since, I think, 9 or 10 this morning. I think 9 o'clock this morning it was supposed to be going on. So something to keep an eye on there. That is something that is going to determine the future of this country on the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So we'll keep tabs of that and we'll give you the update.
Yeah, we will. So, but back to sports because that's what we do here, Cam.
Is it?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, big win for the Cardinals.
Huge win. Oh, no, he tripped over.
He did trip over 30.
You can't play. All right. That was just, look, you kind of look at that play, and I'm glad you brought that up off the bat, is It's one thing if he didn't try hard. It's one thing if he made a stupid error.
Yep.
And that kind of stuff happens, and it just happened in the
wrong
time.
But he was running so fast that he fell.
Yeah, but he was busting his ass.
Right.
And tell you what, if they're up by five and he did it, everybody laugh about it.
Poor
but unfortunately,
guy.
I know,
like,
dude.
Nobody knows his name, but he's been killing it in AAA for the last 2 years, which is why he's up here in the mm-hmm. first place. And Matt Carpenter comes in. By the way, Matt Carpenter, that would have never happened to because he would have been still in between second and third. That's how much faster Garcia is
exactly.
than Matt Carpenter.
Those heavy feet.
So Carpenter would have gotten the stop sign. But instead, Garcia gets the go-ahead, would have been safe. Instead, he falls down, and then now you're in no man's land. When you fall down, it's 90 feet there. When you fall down, he was probably, 30 feet off the base.
He would have stood up going to home. Like, he wouldn't even have the slide. I think he was that far ahead of the ball.
Could be, but he was so far when he tripped that he couldn't go back. So he's in
no
man's land.
Oh, no.
But
I think
that,
but still, even I think, Rock, did you tweet something out last night, and I kind of agreed with it. He got tripped up. And then he kind of gave up, and the catcher wasn't even looking at him. He was looking the complete opposite way, and he kind of made that one sweet move. And maybe if he would have dove on the other side of the plate, maybe he would have tagged. I don't know, but he kind of gave up because he was probably just in hell
he
at that point.
And he, to his point, being down and taking that hard fall, he probably didn't realize that it wasn't a great throw.
No,
the
it was exactly.
And then the catcher had to snag it and then wildly turn around. That's the problem. And I caught an area where it was very clear that the catcher had wildly turned to his
spot.
Right to try to make the tag. And Garcia, if it was a moment where he could have slowed down, he would have seen that he could have easily gone to the left of the catcher and at least made it a more difficult play for the Brewers to make. And so I don't
right
want to be too hard because, again, he's disoriented. He's popping up. It's hard to catch your bearings. But at the same time, in the moment – you don't like the fact that he did just kind of take three or four slow steps and get tagged out. That wasn't a great look. And I was there, and I was pretty far away when it originally happened. And so I saw that on a replay that I was watching on my phone. But I tell you what, that took the life out of that stadium. You could hear a pin drop in the stadium afterwards.
You have a high-powered phone, and you can watch.
Good for you, Rock.
Jeez
Louise.
And I have enough money to get tickets to the ballgame. How about that?
Dang,
yeah, I know, right?
I could have got you free tickets, but whatever. Go ahead, spend your money.
Wow, okay.
That's when you're really rich.
Well, you didn't ask.
I love how you tell me this now.
Well, you didn't ask.
So
no, it's all good. It's fine.
Am I supposed to read your mind?
You got 4G even inside the stadium. Awesome. So anyway, that was not – but look, we go straight to that because that's what happened. That's where you had your chance to score. They got two hits on the night, dudes. Like, when you get two hits on an entire
you're not
night.
Win, man.
And what a time. Okay. So you get swept by the Dodgers, which puts you in the position you are now.
Mm-hmm.
You turn around and you sweep a bad San Francisco team. And then you get swept by the Brewers. I mean, when you get swept in two out of your last three series, two out of the last four, perhaps you're going to get swept against the Cubs as well. No wonder you're not going to – they're not going to make the playoffs. Right now, there's a 19 – baseball prospectus had out. It was 19%, right in that area. Yeah. So, obviously, the teams that are also in contention there. The Brewers, by the way, may go ahead and win this division if the Cardinals take any from the Cubs. And secondly, now you're fighting with the Rockies and Dodgers. But the Dodgers, while it looks okay on paper, the Dodgers are only one game ahead of you. But
they had a 70% of making the playoffs over the weekend. If I remember correctly,
the
70.
Cardinals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that crazy?
The last I saw it going into it, yes, it was like 68. It was right in that, and it depends on what you're looking at. Fangraph, you're by ESPN right around there.
They
it's all
chance.
Right in there,
yeah.
And you get swept, and you're down to 20%. 70 to 20, Cam.
Oh, man. And the way it kind of went down in the past couple of games has been kind of brutal, too, with the trip and then the Carpenter getting ejected, Schilt getting ejected, then not waving to the fans afterward. It's been tough.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. Yeah. Well, there was an exchange between Chris Kerber and
he apologized to that at least.
Derek Gould.
Schilt had the presence of mind at
can
least.
You,
be like, hey, listen, we made a mistake there.
You have that
no,
up.
No, I know.
Can I hear the exchange here? So Chris Kerber tweeted, Rock will give you the entirety of what happened here, but there was a bit of an exchange here from Derek Gould who asked the question for this all to come up in the first place, and Chris Kerber was commenting on it.
Yeah, Kerber just kind of thought it was it's odd asking. He phrased it as, well, people quit asking about the psychobabble baloney about players' reaction to the opposition celebrating a clinch or a championship on their field. And then he kind of had a little shot where he said, find an actual pertinent storyline. And Gould had an issue with that because, like, and Gould's argument was essentially, that question has garnered good answers. And Gould's extensive point was going into the psychology of how athletes are thinking in the moment is something that any natural sports fan and human being is going to be intrigued by.
Not athletes. It was managers.
Yeah. I mean, he was even talking about the athletes.
Oh, did they? I didn't hear any answers from any athletes.
I'm saying Gould's a bigger point, was going into the mind and the psychology of players in certain moments is a useful thing and something that fans are interested in. And I don't think Kerber rejected that idea. It was just that he thought that question seems a little bit too, I guess, just kind of flowery and not really, you're not going to get a good, he doesn't think it's a useful answer, and Gould obviously disagreed. And to Gould's point, answers like Mike Matheny saying, watching the team celebrate on his field was seared into his memory, and hearing Schill talk about it yesterday, I think he's correct. You get some good answers out of that question.
Well, so the one he pointed out, and I actually remember this, so Derek Gould's right, it left at least somewhat of a lasting memory with me, and that was the story he wrote last year about how the Cubs clinched in St. Louis, and Mike Matheny just stared out at him. Right, and that was the whole thing. It was like, no, I wanted that burned into my memory so it never happens again. So, of course, you'd have a follow-up this year with a different manager when you chose not to do that, and instead you just bailed out while the Brewers did the same thing. But I don't think Curves has welcomed his opinion on that, certainly. And he's just in the camp that he'd rather hear about baseball.
Exactly.
And that's fine. By the way, there's a lot of people who would rather just hear about baseball, but these little storylines are kind of what the Cardinals have been made of over the years. They have these traditions. They have these things, and a lot of fans like to hear about them. And if you don't, you know.
How about you just win a game? You just win a game? The Cardinals' psyche? How about we suck? How about we're choking that we're how about we're the picture boys for the Heimlich maneuver? How about that?
He scared me too.
I don't care about the psyche of a team that basically has fallen apart and proven that they have no psyche.
Too legit.
They're not out of it yet, John.
Let me tell you something right now. I got a better chance of getting on a Times Square billboard wearing Speedo than the Cardinals do making the playoffs.
Oh, God. We're just about to
John, I just want to tell
you, fairness, John, I don't
through
think
God,
the Cardinals
all
have
things
a good
are
chance.
Possible, so go ahead and write that down real quick.
And also, I don't think great quote poll. Also, no offense, John, but, I mean, we're talking about very slim margins here in both cases, but let's be serious here.
Well, I can see San Francisco, who's only won three out of their last 10, sweeping the Dodgers. That could happen, yeah. And then,
hey, they don't have to sweep them. They just have to beat them one more time than the Cubs. You know, one less time the Cubs beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, to play 163, and then I don't know where Kershaw's lined
up on
this.
It's a chance, though. The Diamondbacks.
John, I want to see you win
a
Speedo on a New York billboard. And like I said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and I think it can happen.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, ladies. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, listen.
It's just this simple. You went into this series with an opportunity to host a Major League Baseball wild card game. Now you have to sit back and hope that somebody loses. There's only one conclusion.
Fire Mike Schilt.
Yes.
Well, the fact that he was hired prior to the end of the season is ridiculous anyhow.
Oh,
it's absolutely ridiculous. But
I was on board with you, actually. Cam disagreed.
I did?
At the time, yeah, you liked. You said, just go ahead and do it now. You know, they get the
boys
fired.
The guys are playing great. I'm like, hey, this seems like a great time to
the
fire.
Question, the question
film a contract.
The question here is, when is John going to call for Mike Schilt's job?
Oh, no. I'm not one of these guys. I don't jump the fence. Sure, it may have something to do with the weight issue, but the fact of the matter is, I don't. All right? So I don't. So I stick by my guns. What the Cardinals did in the second half of this season was so incredibly entertaining, was so phenomenal, was so fun, that I have come to grips with the fact that regardless of outcome, I enjoyed the 2018 baseball season when you look at the big picture. Not only a great run by the Cardinals, but a phenomenal baseball season with some incredibly young, great players putting on performances that make me believe the future of the game is very bright. I got no issue with it. But the fact of the matter is, this is a team that had opportunity knocking for about a week now, and they've refused to open the damn door.
Here's a good text for you, John. I want to know if what you would have to say about this bad boy from the Bevo of Bevo Mill. Bo Weevil of Bevo Mill. Sorry about that.
Try that again.
No, I'm not. Guys, where has the Cardinal bullpen gone hiatus? Is there a lefty reliever in the Cardinal organization that can get an out?
Well, there's another question.
I'm not done. Can Munoz go one freaking inning without making an error? And speaking of Munoz, Will he stop swinging at every first pitch and pop up every at bat? Hey, Bader, change your name to K-Ader as you K-strike out every at bat, looking like a third grader in the process. This lineup sucks. Tired of it.
Cam, it's not K-Ader, it's Cater. But go ahead, yeah.
K-Ader.
Yeah.
Well, it all depends on Cater. where you were born and reared.
Where were you reared, Cam? Eureka?
Dude, I've had some weird moments.
John's been reared, but that guy was hot, so we'll give him a pass.
And I was in jail at the time. But the fact is, here, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. TJ, this goes to some of our private conversations when we have quiet snuggle time. A lot.
Oh, by the way, John, it's Thursday. Don't forget.
Gross.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
I'll get the popcorn. So here's the deal.
Brunch is on me.
Here's the deal. All right, boys. This is something that TJ, it's humorous to me how when this team loses, the very same things that were being said about Mike Matheny-led baseball teams are being said about this team. Virtually everything that you just had someone complaining about in Bosniaville is telling me that when you get right down to it, the Cardinals are the Cardinals regardless of who's the manager.
The players play the game.
Why jump to the conclusion that, oh, you know what? We need to sign Mike I Walk on Stilts for 12 years. Why make that decision now? Why not wait and see how things play out? Why not look at your options?
So
sounds like you're going to call for his job, John. I'm just saying.
I'm not calling for his job.
Okay, well, how's this, John? What would you do with his contract after what we saw happen right now? Say he was
nothing.
Under contract.
He's got a 3-year deal now.
No, he's the manager.
No. Say he wasn't signed, and this is how this all played out the way it did, and maybe they go they split with the Cubs and just missed the playoffs. Would you still sign him to a 3-year deal?
I would certainly contemplate hiring.
Good question, Cam.
I would contemplate hiring him full time. There's no question about it. Okay. But I would have allowed time and opportunity to provide me options. I mean,
I hate to interrupt. We're at 909 Public House, and we just got our food. And what did you order, Rock?
I ordered the blackened catfish and andouille grits.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Take a picture of that. Put it up on your
I'll take a picture of all this stuff.
Just wait.
All
look, I got the loaded top.
John,
right
I know
here.
You don't do remotes, but you're an idiot for not coming
out.
Yeah,
I don't.
No, in fact.
909 Public House.
In fact, if I didn't have to spend the day saving your jobs, I would have been out there because let me tell you something right now. I've had two people tell me. I don't even know how long 909's been open, but it's been open long enough for two of my boys to hit it. And let me tell you something right now.
It's different than the guys you hit. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not talking about a thumbs up. I'm talking about ultimate praise. I'm talking about boys from Maryland Heights, Missouri, making plans to drive out to Wentzville just for a meal. That's how much they enjoy the 909er.
Well, you can go 909 Main Plaza Drive. We're out here in Wentzville. Also, John, if you want to salivate for a bit, you can go to 909publichouse.com. The menu is there. Also, you can go to Rock's personal Twitter and or Instagram, wherever he's sending that out right now, and he just took pictures of all of our food. It's pretty outstanding.
You don't see a menu like this in too many places.
Well, there is a native of Mississippi who is their head chef here.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing.
Southern twang.
You. Yeah, we may have to get some crawfish to go.
Yeah,
man. Oh, they have crawfish there?
Oh, yeah. John.
You sure you're not going to make it out, John?
Oh,
sure?
My goodness. Ask him if they serve them in a big bowl with a nice little sort of soup gravy that you can dip the bread in.
Okay, we'll get right on that.
Yeah, you're reminding me of R. Kelly. Just stop talking like that.
Jeez Louise.
Speaking of sexual assault,
John, what are you up to?
Miss
245
Ford just finished her testimony. Have you been watching this today, John? The Supreme Court hearing.
No, I haven't because I just don't have any interest in listening to politicians being
a lot of
so.
Today, no doubt.
It's the worst. Acting the worst movie you'll ever watch.
Because, you know what? She's been good, she's, though. She's
oh, no. What did I say? See, once again,
yeah, by the
you media people, especially you shorter media people,
yeah.
Always want to read into things. I said the politicians. I clearly stated I don't want to see the politicians. So I'm talking about the politicians. I'm not talking about her. I'm not talking about Kavanaugh.
You know, Kavanaugh's coming up shortly.
The fact of the matter is,
Ford has been incredible.
I assure you that each and every Democratic representative who have opened their mouth have basically told her that she's a hero to the world, that Trump sucks, that Kavanaugh has a nickname in high school and it was Lucifer, and that they won't stand for it, and that they're 100% behind women. But I wish people would do a little Google search on Cory Booker and see if Cory Booker's had some issues with his actions around women.
John, he's changed his name since the hearing at Spartacus. Go ahead.
Spartacus. You know, so,
great TV series.
And some good-looking guys in that, too.
Yeah, I got six packs.
Well, look, you might not agree with Cory Booker's politics, but I've heard John talk about...
Makes me want to go get a bag of Fritos at a truck stop.
Yeah.
Very similar. It's like he talks about Rachel Maddow and then Cory Booker. Same sentence, same sentiment.
Oh, Cory, let me tell you something. When I got done with Rachel Maddow, that would be...
What do you mean you got done with her? Define that. Seems sexist.
She would be the hottest heterosexual female broadcaster in America.
Female?
I don't think she's heterosexual.
I said she would be.
John, give me your percent chance. I think it's Fangraphs.
Because let me tell you something.
Okay. Yep.
When it comes to ladies, there's only one way to strive in my game. You know what else?
No.
Anytime I think of the 909 in Wentzville, I think of... It's too legit, baby. Too legit to quit. Hey, 909. 909 is the place in Wentzville.
Out of his mind.
John, the 73-win San Francisco Giants have three games left against the Dodgers. How many are they going to win?
Well, see, now that's an interesting situation. Because if the Cardinals were playing anyone else, I would give them much more hope than playing the Cubs. I think they would have more hope against the Red Sox or the Yankees, because if there is one team on God's green earth, his glorious planet, that want to bury the Cardinals alive, having a hand sticking out of the ground that could be nibbled on by a buzzard, it's the Chicago Cubs. And it's the same way with the Los Angeles Dodgers. If there were a team alive on God's green earth, on his glorious planet, that would want to bury the Dodgers alive with a hand sticking up that could be nibbled on by a buzzard, it would be the San Francisco Giants. So this could be an interesting dynamic. This could be an interesting dynamic. It really could be.
John, the question was, there's three games. How many do they win?
None. The Cardinals get knocked out.
Buzzards.
None. Cardinals get knocked out.
You're going to go 500?
You can't go 500.
No, I know that. Thank you.
I will tell you, the Giants will at least get one. I promise you that. Now the question is, what happens from there? What happens from there?
Cardinals got to get three then, maybe. Yeah. Well, all right. John, 855-282-8255. Who hates John right now, Cam? Anyone?
Well, they all do, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody
agree with
Hadley.
Hadley. Can't believe I just texted that. That's like 314. Go ahead and send a name out there, sir.
My guess, John, is that they shouldn't have hired Schilt yet. That's my guess about when and about that came in.
314 again goes, Cardinals missed out on the playoffs, and Hadley is on the air today. We are all in absolute hell. That's from the hipster. Why is a hipster calling from texting from a different number?
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, hipster, they're not out yet.
Have a
little
faith.
No, he's got no faith.
Hey,
that was actually a normal
John,
text.
Are you sticking around or you're not sticking around?
I would not be on this show if I wasn't going to stick around. So where that question comes from, I don't know.
Well, John, I'll be honest with you. It's about 50-50 whether people think you're on the show or not.
Well, you tell me the last time that I showed up for a show and wasn't there the whole time.
Serious?
Cam, we're at 909 Public House. Also, John, hey, tell me about our boys at My Bookie real quick. I want to hear about our guys at My Bookie. Now, by the way, Raphael's coming in to give you all the picks at 205. But tell me all about our boys at My Bookie.
Let me tell you something. I've got some interesting questions for Raphael when he joins us, because I was scouring MyBookie.ag today, because I had a couple buddies that actually took advantage of the deal. They signed up for an account so they could do some sports investing. They use the 590 code, and bada bing, bada boom, it's like glorious. It's like doubling your money. It's like buying Apple stock when I told you to. Can you imagine where you punk millennials would be if you had just bought Southwest Airlines in the 40s like I told you? It's in the 60s now, Rock. It's in the 60s now. And I'm telling you that as I've proven throughout this football season, TJ, honestly, we were talking about this the other day. Have I lost a wager in all seriousness? Have
No.
It would be nice. No, I don't think you have, but it would be nice if you started telling me them before, like, 8 minutes before the game so I can get the bet in.
Well,
because John will tell me, and he'd be like, I'm on these guys. Game starts 11. Sorry.
Because it's called responsibility, TJ. It's called responsibility. It's called responsibility to the people.
You got to see who
because
the inactive
Because as soon were. As I put down as soon as I – what's the little thing that the judge holds in his hand and slams down?
Oh, Rock? The
gavel. As soon as I put down the gavel.
Father White chimes in real quick.
The lines changed throughout the world.
Our old show. Aww. He wasn't talking about the line change. Aww. Matt Whitener.
He was in a pause and I asked him a question. You done, John? Can I read a text for you?
How come nobody ever mentions Eric? That poor kid.
Saw him yesterday.
I forgot about him.
That poor kid. All he does is figure out what to do with his hair and get no respect.
He's got decent hair. His big forehead.
He's got wonderful hair, but he doesn't maximize it, Cam. He doesn't maximize it.
Father White chimes in. He goes, because his D-bag Hadley's in some sort of management position, does he force him into the show? Does it force him into the show?
Hey, considering the recent history, Father White, I wouldn't be talking about forcing anything on anyone, bud.
Oh, John, that was a great comeback.
Okay, Father?
That was a good one.
You might want to take a chill pill or some saltpeter, either way.
Ooh. Hadley, drink bleach and take a slow walk across I-40 at night. See, Gibby, you're slowing down with those, man. Like, the bleach thing needs to go.
No, I'll be honest. There was an assumption there, John, as if you could go quickly across 40 if you wanted to.
Exactly.
That's your top speed.
I'm thinking it's a challenge. I'm thinking this is the same guy that was banking on the Cardinals making the playoffs. As I sat here and told you all along, they weren't going to make the playoffs. They weren't going to win 90 games. But you wouldn't listen to me, so you probably laid your money down. And you're just sitting there right now at home, able to text us because you have no job, because you withered it all away on the Cardinals. You pathetic individual.
I don't listen to 590 in the afternoon often, but when I do, the voice of John Hadley makes me want to punch babies. Well, that's lovely. That's from the 636. Mm. He likes you. Peter Fitzgerald.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. What if the baby has a smart mouth?
What
do you mean by punch, too? I need to start defining what
open hand, I guess not. Peter Fitzgerald says, if I'm a millennial and I do drugs and have jobs. Wait. If I'm a millennial and I do drugs and have a job, does that mean Hadley will like me?
That means you're not a millennial.
Oh, see, that's just not true. This is based on the time you were born. That's it.
No, I told you before.
John, my bookie.
Oh, let me tell you something. Wait till you hear some of these propositions they have at mybookie.ag. It's incredible.
One right now, John.
They do.
The Kavanaugh one opened, I believe it's up. Go check what it is right now.
Don't tell me what to do, man.
Okay, well, don't do that then.
Well, the longer he's on, the longer it's going to take to eat this beautiful meal in front of us. Remember that, DJ?
Okay.
What'd you get, Cam? What'd you get, Cam?
I got the tuna tacos, and they're staring me down right now, and I'm starving. And plus the loaded tater tots with jalapenos on it. Oh, dang.
Okay.
Dang.
So when we decide to start talking about hair growth, we'll come back to you. So, TJ.
$500 to mention my name.
And TJ, let me put it to you this way, right?
Okay, please do.
Now, at mybookie.com, you'll be able to put a plethora of wagers on the Major League Baseball playoffs, none of which will have anything to do with the Cardinals. You can invest in college football, the NFL, NHL preseason. Camster, we are so close to dropping the puck for real. So close. So close.
Got a week.
Unbelievable. The array and the options that you have at mybookie.ag not only give you an opportunity to truly invest in a variety of ways in sports, but as I mentioned before, you go to mybookie.ag, you open up an account, you put your money in there, and you punks, and you listen to TJ, and listen to me, and you're going to make some jack. You're going to make some jack. I tried to help you in the stock market. I gave you two picks. You punks didn't listen to me. So you're still stopping by the convenience store and buying the bagged ham sandwich that they made 3 weeks ago in Syria instead of getting out and getting a nice home-cooked meal or a glorious meal at 909 out in Wentzville. You could be doing that right now had you listened to me. You listen to me. You open up an account at mybookie.ag. You double your money instantaneously because you're going to put in the code 590, and they're going to give you a 100% bonus. And then you're going to listen to me and, well, anyhow, Dunk to Munchkin.
Okay.
And we're going to make some picks, and you're going to make money off it. You're going to make money off it.
Yeah, at mybookie.ag, that's what I would recommend. As you said, they have prop bets up for and I'm trying to find the right this second. But I saw 3 days ago that Kavanaugh was a minus 400 to be confirmed, I imagine, after the Blasey Ford hearing. That has shifted quite a lot.
I would have to believe that's the case. I mean, I'll check that when I get an opportunity. I have to stay focused right now because there are a lot of people out there listening with bated breath to hear everything that I have to say in regards to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Tell me everything about the Cardinals. We got to go to break, actually.
I'll tell you about the Cardinals right now. The Cardinals have proven that they have a solid foundation to build on, that if they go out and spend some money, and there's absolutely no reason that my man Mo and some of the greatest owners in the world in DeWitt's, there's no reason in the no excuses in the world for them not to go spend some jack. Drop some serious jack, because with one or two huge supplements to this core team, let me tell you something right now, I wouldn't want to be a Brewer. I wouldn't want to be a Cub, because what the St. Louis Cardinals would do to them reminds me of Abu Ghabal.
On that, we're going to go to break. We're at 909 Public House out in Wentzville. Please come hang out with us. This place is great. The reason we're going to break is because we have to devour some of this spectacular food. Yeah. Rock happens to be the fortunate one today.
Rock inhaled that bad boy.
Guys. You have no idea. This is the best piece of fish I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, we're about to have an idea.
Stop using my name in vain.
Oh.
Hey, it's a hard line.